what's it? Whiskey One Tango Golf Golf?
Yep, that's correct. QSL.
Okay, Whiskey One Tango Golf Golf. Good evening, sir. Name and location.
Yeah, this is Tim Tango India Mike, and I'm over here in southern part of Maine, on the other side of Kennebunkport. Over.
Okay, Tim, we got you in there from the great state of Maine. Anyway, good evening, sir. Good to have you aboard. Yeah, we're getting ready to start the Liberty Net here in just about 4-6 minutes away. You want to stick around tonight, Mr. Tim?
Yeah, I'll probably be just, I've been listening to you guys for a few minutes there, and I was waiting for the opportune time to throw my call out there to you guys. I'll probably be listening on the side there. I might interject or whatever and follow along.
Okay, well, good deal. Well, you'll be number two on the list tonight, so if you got anything you want to add, don't be bashful. Jump right in there. I'll be glad to have you in there. So thanks for checking in with us from the great state of Maine, Mr. Tim. W1 Tango Golf Golf got you on the list. All right, thanks, sir. Station, come again, the Yankee Charlie. Let me see. Hang on 1 second. Looking down my list to see if I had you in here before. Come on in. Is this Mr. Rick? Hey, I'm sorry about that. Wow, my memory does serve me well at times, but hey, I got you on the list there, and thanks, Mr. Rick. Good to hear you in there tonight. WD8AYC. Anyway, good. Good as well down here, and my QTH, and good evening. Well, thank you. Sometimes I wonder about that. All right, well, thank you there, Mr. Rick. We got you on the list, and good to have you aboard. All right, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie, and we're taking early check-ins for the Liberty Net here, and it is the 28th of October, 2020. Hey, 1 week away from election, guys. 1 week away before the chaos really starts, so... any other check-ins, come on in.
Kilo Alpha 8 Julia Ocean Yankee.
Oh my gosh. Good evening. Well, good to have you in there, Mr. Bob. I started to wonder if I was even getting across up to the Ohio state line. Anyway, good evening, Mr. Bob.
Good evening, Jesse. Good to hear you. I was down the band a piece, so I had to jump up here. KG4ZX in the sea. Wow, there looks like there's some serious weather coming your way, my way, everybody's way. I had a bad hurricane. Over.
Oh my. Yeah, we getting a lot of stormy weather all the way from the kid's house all the way to my QTH. So yeah, it's looking a little nasty. Anyway, what kind of hurricane came your way?
Well, that Hurricane Zeta is just making landfall, but it's got a huge amount of rain ahead of it. It's just touching the Ohio River Valley, and then it's going to work its way over to the east. So we had a dry afternoon, but we're supposed to see rain starting at about 5 a.m. On Thursday morning and all Thursday, anywhere from 1.5 to 3 inches, over.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's the same storm, all right. Yeah, it's the one I looked at earlier. Yeah, it's kind of put the damper on me doing any kind of traveling. So I kind of figured that better stay put, but yeah, it's supposed to be a torrential downpour tomorrow, and I'm expecting it to get really nasty throughout the area, so who really knows. Hey, but right now the band seems to be in good shape, and hopefully we'll have a good net tonight there, Mr. Bob.
Yes, sir. Hey, at least it's not snowing for either one of us. Down the band, when I was talking to the group down there in Minnesota, he has 5 inches of snow on the ground, and it's sleet and freezing rain right now for those old boys, so we're in better shape.
Yes, sir. We definitely are in a lot better shape. Aye, well, thank goodness for that. Aye, well, I hope them guys up there in Minnesota and all the upper states there make it through it okay. Thanks, Mr. Bob. You're number 4 on the list, and I'll be back around to you as well. So K-A-H-O-N-Y, Mr. Bob, out of Ohio. Thanks for being there tonight. Good to hear you. Alright, and it's about 1 minute till we start delivering that, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll go ahead and call. Well, it just changed over by my ticker. Hey, this is the 28th of October, ladies and gentlemen, 2020. And 1 week away from the election day. Let's see if we have any other check-ins. So calling CQ Liberty Netters. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, your net control station tonight. And I'm out of Pennsylvania, of course, and we're taking check-ins. Anyone out there, anyone else that would like to check in on this beautiful Wednesday night, call now. It'd help if I put the lock button on this dang radio, because I about knocked it off frequency and probably didn't realize it until about halfway into the net. Alright, with that being said, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie, Jesse here in the great state, and we're taking check-ins for the Liberty Net here on Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, and anyone that would like to check in, call now. Assuming we got 4-5 people here right now, so 5 check-ins right at the moment, so I can't complain. The band does ward off a lot of people when it rains like this, so and the band seems to be pretty clear, so I'm not going to complain. Better not brag too much neither. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. Calling CQ. Anyone else that would like to check in, call now.
And 4ROQ, put me on the list there, Jesse.
Okay, I think I heard you in there, Mr. Larry. In 4ROQ, got you in there, sir. And the band's a little bit on the close side, so I might have to have a relay, Bob.
Okay. Yeah, the band's must have gone real long. Must have gone real long, I guess.
Okay, well, Mr. Larry, yeah, I'm still close to you, so the band's a little long right at the moment, so hopefully, I'm still hearing you, so I should be able to understand everything you're saying. So anyway, got you in there, Mr. Larry, good to have you aboard. So out of the great state of Tennessee, that's Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, we got you on the roster, sir, and I'll put you at the bottom and allow you plenty of time to get prepared. Alright, do we have any other check-ins before we start the net? Call now. Okay, well, I guess we'll go ahead and start the net. Thanks everybody for checking in. Let's see. Where do I want to start tonight?
Well, it is a week away from election, and I like to remind everybody to get out and vote and do what they have to do. It is your patriotic duty, ladies and gentlemen, so get out and vote and take 5 people with you. That has been my motto ever since I started. It is the longest running net in the American history here. The Liberty Net is one of the greatest nets on the frequency and on the band. It is the Liberty Net. It was started back in the early years. I don't know the history. I should know it by now. Maybe Bob can send it to me. But it was originally started by W1WCR, Mr. Vic. And we like to keep Mr. Vic in our thoughts and prayers, along with all the other Liberty Netters that came before us. All right, with that being said, I just want to start this evening off with breaking news that came out of Pennsylvania, of course, my home state here. Governor Tom Wolf calls Philadelphia riots peaceful protest. Governor Tom Wolf calls peaceful protest. How do you call 12 officers hospitalized and run over by a dang truck a peaceful protest, ladies and gentlemen? I'm still trying to figure that one out. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to voting Tom Wolf out of office, I will be grandstanding to make sure that happens, because earlier in Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf addressed the media about the riots that took place in Philadelphia yesterday, calling them peaceful protests. The rioting was response to a black man who was shot by the police yesterday. And believe it or not, this guy, he's a habitual offender, and he pulled a knife and he wouldn't drop it. There's a video of the desperate attempt to get the man to drop the knife. It's clear that the video shows below that the man was in danger to was a danger to the police and surrounding individuals. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for a real treat the next week. I'm afraid it's going to really get crazy, but wishful thinking is going to overcome my fear-mongering whatsoever, because I will not allow it to consume me. With that being said, this is KG4ZXC. We're going to take it to the top, and let's see what Mr. Greg has to offer to the great Liberty Net here. So, K1YW, go ahead. You have the podium, sir.
Okay, very good, Jesse. Thanks for running the net, and good evening and to everyone here. And hope my signal is getting out here. I just wanted to elaborate on that Philadelphia situation. I got a text from someone who was, I guess this is from like Fox 29 News down in Philadelphia. They said 11 people were shot in the looting last night. According to the police, looters were shooting other looters, so that's really kind of crazy. And there was a 50-year-old man that had his car filled with stolen goods, I guess, loot. Yeah, loot is probably more accurate. He had his car filled with loot, but then he was carjacked, and all of his loot was looted from him. So I guess, I don't know, that doesn't seem to be like a good situation down there. And that was, I guess, from the Philadelphia police reporting. The governor here was talking about Governor Charlie Baker here in Massachusetts. He was talking about to everyone in the state to not to gather for Thanksgiving dinner in groups, large groups. So he also said, you know, if you're going to have a gathering, it should only be the people living in your household. So no relatives coming to visit or whatever. So I guess you don't have to cook as much food. You could maybe get some Chinese takeout or something anyway. So I've got more. I'll keep it short and send it back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net K1YW.
Okay, Mr. Greg. Well, you know, I was going to say the guy that got looted, would you say he was looted free?
He was de-looted.
Ah, de-looted. Well, I guess that's a good way of putting it then. Well, you know, no better punishment than the man who stole that got robbed. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, thanks, Mr. Greg. And all these governors, I'm sure they're all turning over in their bed at night now for sure. Thank you, Greg, K1YW. And let's see, W1TGD. Double G, Mr. Tim, out of the state of Maine. What you got for us tonight, sir? Come on in. W1TGG, you still with us there, Mr. Tim? Well, I thought maybe by being at the top of the list, he would have stuck around a little bit longer, but that's okay. Let's see, that was Mr. Tim out of the state of Maine. Okay, let's take it up to Mr. Rick out of Ohio, WD8AYC. Come on in, sir, and what you got for us on this Wednesday night Liberty Net?
Okay,
Okay, well, you know, Mr. Rick, you know, that's a shame that, you know, you get taken out by your own kind, your own people, your own community. But I was informed yesterday evening by one of my buddies who makes a run up in Philadelphia. He makes a run there almost every other night. He does a mail run down there, and he's got family in Philly, of course. And he made the point to me the other day when we were speaking, and he said, half the people that looted the Walmart and all those people, now they were some local Philadelphian individuals there providing some chaos as well, but not all of them were from Philadelphia, he said. Some of the videotapes and surveillance cameras that were out and about, that shows that these people are paid protesters and they're out there doing this chaos. And then some of the local Philadelphians will chime in only in relation to them starting the chaos. So there you have it. I mean, you know, you're seeing most people don't want to burn down their own town and where they have to go buy groceries. So just remember that most of these rioters and protesters are all paid by the Soros Foundation. All right, thanks, Mr. Rick, and let's move it down to Mr. Bob, and let's see what Mr. Bob has to offer to tonight's Liberty Net. Good to hear you in there, Mr. Bob. Great signal. K-A-J-O-Y, out of Ohio. What you got for us, sir?
Good evening, Jesse. Good evening to all the other netters for the Great Liberty Net. I'm going to expound a little more on Philadelphia. Walter Wallace Jr., he was armed with a knife, and he aggressed towards the police as they yelled at him to stop and put the knife down. Black Lives Matter protesters, this is from The Blaze, protesters in Philly were recorded reciting a violent anti-police chant during the second night of rioting over the deadly police shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. on Monday. Their protest chant was recorded by Blaze TV reporter Eli Sheffer, who was told to stop recording chat shortly after they captured the video. The chant is, and I quote, "Every city, every town, burn the precincts to the ground." They chanted on the video before the frame jerk as an Antifa girl hits the camera. She is heard saying, quote, "Stop filming." Now, if we go by what JoJo Biden, Sleepy Floppy Joe, or Hype Joe, Antifa is a idea. How could an idea yell, "Stop filming"? I'll be damned, I didn't know ideas could talk. That is pretty interesting, but I guess they can when it's Sleepy Floppy Joe. My other one, I'll be real quick, I think it's interesting. New York PD suspends an officer for saying the word Trump 2020 on his PA. A police officer in New York City was suspended without pay after videos show him using the loudspeaker from his patrol car in violation of policy. The footage posted on Twitter shows an unidentified person uses offensive language and flipping the officer off over the weekend in the Flatbush area in the boroughs of Brooklyn, and challenged him to repeat the slogan. So he did. He repeated the slogan, Trump 2020, the officer is heard saying. The department wrote on Twitter that the officer was suspended without pay for this violation. Huh. I wonder if he'd have said Sleepy Floppy Joe, they'd have probably said, "Oh, you're a good policeman. You want JoJo." New York is going to hell, and this is just another example of the way these people are acting. So I'll pass it back to Jesse, KG4ZX, and a C, K-A-J-O, and a Y.
Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Bob. And, you know, there's so much news in the headlines right now on so many different websites. It's kind of unbearable to read it all. It's amazing. I wanted to just go down the list briefly and just call out some of the list of all the highlights of today alone. And yeah, it's quite interesting. Let's see. The first one, I'm gonna read the headlines just off this one article. Trending politics, okay, off of this website. Tucker Carlson drops bomb on new clips between Babylinsky and Biden. That was the guy that folded over on Hunter Biden, his business association. Nothing to see here. Florida Governor Don Santos tried voting, realized someone changed his voter registration, which is kind of funny to me because it happened to one of the senators, or actually the governor at that point. President Trump jokes about landing Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Mars during rally. Let's see, three suburban women in Ohio has a lot to say about Trump's pollsters maybe missing something. So, you know, I could just keep reading and it would just go on and on, but the bottom line is, guys, the real news media has not picked up on one of these stories. I've read so many stories throughout the day just because I didn't have a lot to do that they have not covered one of these stories since I started reading this morning. I checked out different TV networks just to see if they would cover it. No, not a chance. But the biggest one that I really wanted to emphasize on tonight was the crazy corrupt Judge Emmett Sullivan. You know, the one that was busy prosecuting General Flynn, Michael Flynn. Well, anyway, with his own special counsel, now believes he's also the U.S. Postmaster General, because now he's trying to make another ruling from the bench to allow states to continue voting beyond the election. So, I tell you what, this guy needs to be put down and put in his place. These corrupt politicians, these corrupt judges are ruling by bench rather than doing their job and participating in the actual process of law. They're not there to govern. They're there to make an educated decision on crimes, penalties, and the Constitution. But yet this guy, he's going outside of his arms of justice to try to continue to prosecute our General Michael Flynn that has been going on forever. And now he's trying some other underhanded-minded crap. So there you have it. Well, anyway, I'll continue on later with some more information if anybody's interested. But let's take it down to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, out of Tennessee. Mr. Larry, what you got for us tonight on the great Wednesday night Liberty Net?
Thank you, Jesse. Let's see. U.S. announces planned $2.37 billion missile system sale to Taiwan.
Trump administration on Monday has, notified Congress of plans for a $2.37 billion sale of Harpoon missile systems to Taiwan just hours after Beijing announced sanctions on U.S. defense contractors, including Boeing, the lead contractor on the Harpoon deal. The U.S. maintained an abiding interest in peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait and considers the security of Taiwan central to the security and stability of the broader Indo-Pacific region, the State Department said. It said the sale won't alter the region's military balance. Well, I read the other day that the Chinese were ready to fight for if Taiwan gained any other military items from the U.S.
So watch for some things to happen over there in Taiwan and China because of this missile sale to Taiwan from the U.S. We'll see what might happen there. This is interesting. A DNA sample after a gun charge led to a 1976 murder arrest in South Carolina. Chester, South Carolina. DNA sample taken from a South Carolina man after his arrest for pointing a gun while drunk helped crack a long, cold case, identifying him as the lead suspect in the slaying of a woman 4 decades ago, according to court documents. Charles Yugvan Coleman, 65, was arrested last week and charged with murder and rape in the killing of Elizabeth Ann Howell Wilson, who disappeared after her shift at a textile mill on March the 20th, 1976. Officials said Coleman could get a life sentence if convicted in the murder case. It looks like to me, you know, convict some of these people who kill somebody else, it'd be some something other than life sentences. I think they're a little bit too lenient on some of these people. They can't, you know, if you don't have any deterrent to crime, you're going to keep having the crime. Turkey backs Syria fighters retaliate for deadly airstrike. Syrian opposition groups, this comes from Beirut, allied with Turkey, lobbed hundreds of missiles and artillery rockets at government posts in the northwestern Syria on Tuesday in retaliation for a deadly attack that killed dozens of their fighters a day earlier. The renewed violence has undermined an already shaky ceasefire in place since March that aimed to quell military operations and government troop advances in the overcrowded rebel-held enclave. Monday's strike was the deadliest in the Idlib since the Turkish-Russian broken truce. So, interesting there. They're still fighting pretty good there around the Syria and Turkey area, Beirut, Lebanon. Okay, mail your ballots as quickly as possible. It says mail ballots a week early, USPS says. United States Postal Service is recommending that voters utilize mail-in ballots, mail them in by Tuesday. That was yesterday, which was 1 week from the election day. Vote by mail deadline vary by state. Whether the deadline applies to when a ballot must be received or when it must be postmarked. Regardless, the USPS would generally recommend voters allow 1 week between where they put their completed ballot in the mail and the respective state's deadline for receiving it. Most states' deadlines for mail-in ballots fall on election day, but again, it varies by state. In some states, such as Louisiana, ballots must be received by Monday, November the 2nd. On-time delivery matters. Missed deadlines are a major reason mail-in ballots are rejected. Studies have found a record number of voters are expected to vote by mail this year, according to a Pew Research Center survey over the summer. The crush comes at a time when mail delays, legislative inquiries, and court decisions have put the Postal Service in the spotlight. Okay, let me see. I'll get one more here. Water is found on the sunlit side of the moon. I think some guys probably remember that here the other day. They came out with that. Thought I'd read this. This is from Doyle Rice, USA Today. Water was discovered on the sunlit surface of the moon, NASA announced Monday, an important revelation that indicates water may be distributed across the lunar surface and not just limited to the cold, shadowed places such as the poles. That's good news for astronauts at future lunar bases who could tap into these resources for drinking and rocket fuel production. We had indications that H2O, the familiar water we know, might be present on the sunlit side of the moon,
Paul Hertz, Director of the Astrophysics Division and the Science Mission Directorate at NASA headquarters in Washington, said in a statement, "Now we know it is there. Water is a precious resource in deep space and a key ingredient of life as we know it. Whether water on the moon is easily accessible for use as a resource remains to be determined. We don't know yet if we can use it as a resource, but learning about water on the moon is key for our Artemis exploration plans," NASA tweeted. I read the a few days ago here recently that we planned another moon mission that is going to be like almost 5 to 10 years from now. What happened to us going to the moon back 40 or 50 years ago? Was that a fluke? If it takes 5 to 10 years to get ready to go, with all our technology now, you think we could have went 50 years ago? I doubt it. So back to you up there, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee on the Great Liberty Net, N4ROQ, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Larry. I appreciate you being here tonight with us, and thank you for the great articles there, sir. A little bit light on me tonight, but still readable, so good deal. Thank you, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ out of Tennessee. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXC, Jesse here, your net control for this Liberty Net here on Wednesday night. Let's take a quick standby and let's listen up and see if we have any late check-ins or anyone else that would like to check into the Liberty Net. Your call, please. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, out of the great state of Nebraska. We got you in there, sir, and good evening. Okay, who was the other station in there trying to check in? I did not get you pulled out of the noise, so you want to try it again, sir? Mr. Bob, can you pick that station out?
The gentleman, I got the first part of it, Kilo Bravo 8. I don't know if you're not on frequency, but you're not real clear. Can you try again, over? I think you're saying KB8. Whiskey Uniform Lima. Again, it's really difficult to pull you out. There's not much audio. I have a signal on you, but I have almost nothing for audio, sir. Over.
Okay, the KB8 station, give me your call again. I mean, we got two of us working on the call there. Try it one more time. Was it Whiskey Uniform Alpha? Give me a roger, roger. Okay, WUA, got you that time. All right, name and location. Okay, I think it was Leon there. Okay, Leon, and you're out of the state of what? Okay. Okay, Leon. Well, we got you in there, sir, and out of the state of Ohio. Do you have any, before I lose you or the band shifts around, you got anything you want to add to the net? I'm going to give you the opportunity to go ahead and add something if you would like. Okay, well, we got you in there a lot better. You're coming up out of the noise quite well now, and quite readable. So we got you in there, sir, and if you want to stick around and add something on the next go-around, you're welcome to. Okay, sir, well, we got you in there, and thank you for supporting the net, and always good to hear you in there. I'll keep you on the list for future reference. KB8, Whiskey Uniform Alpha, good copy on the last go-around, Mr. Leon. So out of the state of Ohio, that's KB8WUA. Let's see, Mr. Moe, Kilo Delta Zero RSA. Mr. Moe, what you got for us tonight, sir? Thank you there, Mr. Moe, and it's always a pleasure hearing from you. But let me comment on that real quick. 29,000 showed up for a Trump rally. That is amazing. I don't even know what 29,000 people would even look like, but my gosh, that's a lot of people. Well, I want to emphasize on that just one second there. You know, Trump draws thousands to campaign in his rally in Arizona also, and only 100 cars show up for Kamala Harris's rally that they did on the other side of the state. So there you have it. I think we have a clear winner, and everybody knows it, and it's going to be very difficult for them to manipulate the vote. So with that being said, thanks, Mr. Moe, and God bless you, sir, and God bless America. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe out of Nebraska, thanks for being there tonight, and this is round number one. Anyone else that would like to check in while I got the mic down, call now.
B3ISJ.
Okay, let me get the first station first, the IN station. Give me your full call again.
Okay, Victor Echo 3, India, Mike Julia.
Okay, Victor Echo 3, something Mike Julia. What did I miss? Okay, a static crash, gotcha. Well, say again. Was it India Mike Juliet? Victor Echo 3, India Mike Juliet. Was that Roger Roger?
That's a Roger Roger.
Okay, name a location.
Well, his name is John.
John, Southern Ontario. Okay, well, we got you on the list, sir. And stand by 1 second, and I'll get right back to you. Let me see who this other station was. So stand by there, John. Who was the other station trying to check in? Okay, Bob, I need a little help with that one.
I hear nothing in Ohio, over.
Okay, roger, roger. All right, that station is recognized, so stand by. Maybe the band will pick up here on the next go-round if you want to stick around, and I'll try my best to hear you on the next go-round, and maybe we can get you on the log, sir. So let's take it to Victor Echo 3, India Mike, Juliet, Mr. John, out of Ontario. Come on in, sir.
For me, HF, I'm just strictly a 2-meter guy.
Okay, well, Mr. John, if you got anything you would like to add tonight on the Liberty Net for the comments, go ahead and make a transmission.
Interested in your location. Back to you.
I think you said you're interested in what? Okay, Bob, I'm going to need some help there, too. He's starting to fade down again.
I don't hear the Canadian station at all, either. Nothing heard here.
Jesse, he wanted to know where you're at.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, sir. Thanks, Greg. Victor Echo 3, India Mike, Juliet. I'm down here in the state of Carolina right at the moment, but I'm typically out of Pennsylvania. That's my QTH. My name is Jesse, and it's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie is the call. That's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie. Roger, roger. Good gosh. I'm in the Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania. QSL?
Well, I spend a fair bit of time at Long Point, which is directly across the lake from Erie.
Yeah, a little difficult pulling you out, but I'm up close toward, let's see, where am I at? I'm closer to Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Roger.
Oh, that's a roger. Close to it. Appreciate the comeback and wish all 73 then.
Okay, well, I didn't make out all that, but this is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, just let you know, and we meet here from 2200 hours to whenever we shut down on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so you're welcome to check in anytime if you feel like it, sir. But I'm going to move on down the log, sir, and thanks for checking in, and maybe your signal will get better. I'll give you a call on the next go-around and see if you're still with us, and maybe the band will pick up a little bit better. Okay, so clear with Victor Echo 3, India Mike, Juliet, Mr. John out of Ontario, Canada. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC, and do we have anyone else that would like to check in before I move it to the top of the list? Kilo November 4 station. Come again?
That's Kilo November 4, Alpha Charlie, Juliet.
Alpha Charlie Juliet, name and location. Okay, roger, roger, out of Memphis area. Okay, well, thank you, Miss Michelle. And do you have anything you would like to add to the Liberty Net tonight? I'll let you go ahead and make a transmission. Good to have you aboard.
You know, 73, that's all I got.
like I told the other gentleman, we're here every Wednesday and Saturday night here on the Liberty Net. We'd be glad to have you aboard. So stick around. You might surprise us, or we might have something that might interest you as well. But thanks, Miss Michelle, and you have a great evening, and thanks for coming by and supporting the net here. Always good to hear these new calls coming in. So KN4, Alpha Charlie Juliet, thank you, ma'am. Okay, moving to the top of the list, let's go ahead and start back off with K1YW in the great Wednesday night Liberty Net. Come on in, Mr. Greg.
Okay, Jesse, this is K1YW. How's the signal holding out?
You're still Lima Charlie here, and you're holding up pretty good.
Okay, very good. I got a couple stories here. I get the boarding going on now, another wave of it. The article is a lot of boarding, Americans race to supermarkets as second wave arises. And going on to say the outlook of the virus pandemic is worsening across the country, with more than 20 states reporting case numbers at or near record levels. As cases rise, so do anxieties among consumers who have already started panic hoarding for the second time this year as the COVID winter approaches. Oh boy. As the panic hoarding begins, food makers are prepared this time. Unlike the first round that started in March, which resulted in widespread shortages of food products. So that's some good news there. Goes on to say, America food makers are determined not to get caught flat-footed again. Many companies left sales on the table this spring. They couldn't ramp up fast enough for the dried pasta and canned soups that skittish consumers are stockpiling. Food producers need a calmer summer to assess the new grocery landscape and rework their strategies. Now, with the COVID-19 cases climbing again, and big holiday meals getting closer, I guess the governor wants you to have a small meal, not have any guests over, or have none. Investors are waiting to see what's going to get done. According to Centricity, Inc., a firm that tracks online search activity, panic hoarding for the second time this year is underway. They said that the demand for baking goods in the 3 weeks through October 13th spiked 3,400% a year earlier. Wow. That's a 6,000% jump that preceded the first wave of pantry loading. Said the Centricity CEO, Mike Bracken. It's probably starting to look like time to get everything you absolutely need. Look at what you've got left in your stockpile. I guess the pallet of toilet paper that I got during the first boarding session, I've only got a few rolls left, so I'm gonna have to stock up on TP big time, I guess. I guess we may have a snowstorm here Friday. Usually there's like a lot of panic online. Red and velvet. Bumping into each other instead of social distancing. And
tell me where it's done, Bob. I'm losing them.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, the other story, Mo mentioned this about the rally in Nebraska. And there was a story that came out about this. thousands of rally goers stuck outside in freezing cold after Trump rally. 30 people required medical attention. So they're saying thousands of Trump supporters in Omaha were left stranded in the freezing cold after shuttles from the rally and nearby parking lots were delayed. Wow. So, I guess this is from CNN. CNN, Jeff Zeleny. CNN, you remember them. The most trusted news, according to them. They said thousands of Trump supporters remained stranded on a dark road outside the rally. They said they need at least 30 more buses. I guess there's an issue with the number of people unable to find cars and wandering in the cold. See if we can't get everybody reunited in the car. The Omaha Police Dispatch reporting. And another officer said he had nine elderly people were struggling, frozen in cold, and able to move with an altered mental status. I guess it's brutal out there in the cold. Anyway, I guess, 29,000 people, having to go through all that, waiting in line in the cold, and really going through a lot of difficulties. If they just went to a Joe Biden rally, well, they'd be in a nice warm building, instead of being in the back of a line of 29,000, or having to be outside because there's no more room. They would get the front row seat in the Joe Biden rally. So I guess that's the reason to maybe switch over. I don't know, Jesse. KG4ZXD, K1YW.
Handed it back to you, Jesse.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, he started picking up right at about near the end again. All right, the band's getting a little crazy, guys, but you're coming in Lima Charlie, Bob. Greg, we got most of that, but yeah, you started fading a little bit on the end there, but thank you for the comment, and thank you for being there tonight here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And when it comes to these rallies, I tell you, it's quite obvious who the American pick is. Let's see, W1 Tango Golf Golf, Mr. Tim, are you still on the frequency? If you're still there and you want to chime in, please, it's your turn, so go ahead if you're still with us. I'm not hearing Mr. Tim no more, so I think he signed off. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie Death Net Control Station for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. And let's see, this is the Wednesday night. It is October 28th, so only a week left, guys. I just would like to remind everybody, get your five people to get out and vote. That's been my goal ever since we started the net on this year, is to at least get five individuals out to vote besides yourself, make it a point to do your civil duty. All right, let's take it down to the next on the list. Once again, Mr. Rick out of Ohio, WD8 Alpha Yankee Charlie. Come on in. What you got for round number two, sir?
Okay, thanks, Jesse. WD8AYC. Well, I don't really got anything extra, and I got to tell you, I'm sitting here, and I'm yawning, and my head's going up and down, and I'm gonna have to say 73, and I gotta go crawl in bed because I'm not gonna make it anymore. But I'm really glad I found this net again, and I hope you find me here, just about all the time. And I really enjoy this, and I really, really am glad there's a net like this going on. And even after the election, you know, we'll have to keep coming back, no matter what happens. Anyway, so I'm going to say goodbye, 73, to everybody, and I got to go hit the hay before I fall on the floor. WDAYC.
Okay, well, I hate you have to run off, but I understand, things happen where, you know, you get burned out after a while, and, being up all day, I guess, it does take its toll. Well, God bless you, sir. Thank you for being there with us tonight, Mr. Rick, and always a pleasure, and I expect to hear you Saturday night again with us, and thank you for being a great supporter of the Liberty Net, and I'll say 73s, and God bless you, sir. WDAYC. Clearing out with Mr. Rick out of the great state of Ohio. I am KT4ZXC. Mr. Bob, you have your own deck, so stand by 1 second. I want to read this real quick because I thought this just popped up across the screen about 5 minutes ago or maybe a little more. This came across Gateway Pundits. Tucker Carlson, the Fox News host, Tucker Carlson, he tells his viewers a package with Biden's documents were sent by a provider from New York to Los Angeles was tampered with and contents went missing. So all the documents that had been sent from New York to L.A. Suddenly disappear. Isn't that convenient? Tucker Carlson told his audience on Wednesday night that day, Monday, his team received a collection of confidential and damning documents related to the Biden family. Tucker Carlson said he believes the documents were real and damning. Tucker also said his producer was in Los Angeles at the time and his associate shipped the documents to California overnight so Tucker could see them. But damning Biden documents never made it to Los Angeles. The envelope was discovered during shipping, and it was empty. The contents of the package went missing. So the shipping company investigating the company did not find out what happened to the contents of the package. This is very worrisome, and it would like to think that the company has a better security to prevent this type of incident from happening. So there you have it. They're going to cover up for this guy from one end to the other, guys, and the only way we're going to succeed with getting our president 4 more years is to everybody get out and vote. Because they can possibly pull up an election. And with that, this is KG4ZXC. Let's take it over to Mr. Bob, KAJONY.
Thank you, Jesse. KG4ZX in the C on round number 2 for the Great Liberty Net. I just wanted to throw out to each and every one of you that I did send a letter to KE8INE, Mr. Jim. We've missed him on quite a few Liberty Nets, and he's been fussing with some medical trouble. So I did hear from Marty that he isn't able right now to get on the air. I also sent a letter telling Mr. Victor, W1WCR, that the Liberty Net is doing well, and with the guidance of Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, and of course, N2JTTF, keeps him in line, that it is being cared for. So, just wanted to throw those two things out. It's interesting you say about the U.S. mail. I had met somebody on the on a net down lower, and the gentleman had served in the military and served in law enforcement. So I sent him a coin, a military coin, through the U.S. mail to West Virginia. The letter got there, but the coin didn't. There was a 2-inch slice in the envelope. Again, the coin would kind of feel like it's in a plastic envelope, but it would kind of maybe feel like a half dollar. Well, somebody slid it out of the envelope and then let the envelope continue on its way. He went to the post office and complained, and they said, oh, the machine probably got snagged on it. And he showed them how you could see it was like cut with a pair of scissors 2 inches from the edge over up, and that way they could slide the item out. So you just can't trust the USPS. You just really can't. And my other thing to say on this round is good old Nancy, Nasty Pelosi, she attempted to slide a item called FedCoin, a digital currency in the latest stimulus package. Now, FedCoin is allegedly a version of Bitcoin, but FedCoin would be something that the federal government would be fussing with over Bitcoin as a private conveyance. So that woman gives a rat's rear end about the public. She is so busy trying to slide in all of the ports that she can. And here's another item that she attempted to slide in, is a thing called FedCoin, and it was halted. So they really don't care about the common man as they protest that they do. They want their agenda, period. Back to you, Jesse. I'll wait for the 73 round for my last article, KG4ZXD, KAAJOY.
Okay, very good, Bob, and thank you, sir, and your signal's holding up tremendously, so no question about hearing you tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Bob.
And God bless you, too, sir. K-A-J-O-Y, Mr. Bob out of Ohio. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, guys, and it's 2300 hours right now, so we got the rest of round two to go, and if there's anybody else out there that would like to check in and has any comments for the Liberty Net, I'll give a pause here in just a second before we move down to Mr. Larry. So, Mr. Larry, you on standby, so do we have anyone else that would like to check in, call now? Okay, hearing nothing. So let's move it down to Mr. Larry. N4RONQ. Mr. Larry out of the great state of Tennessee. What you got for round number two, sir?
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Regarding, they had some more protests in Philadelphia after a Philadelphia man was shot. This comes from USA Today. See, I got this in today's paper. It says the police in Philadelphia said 30 officers were injured during violent protests Monday night that broke out after police shot and killed a 27-year-old black man who authorities said had a knife. More than 300 people marched through the streets of Philadelphia late Monday and too early Tuesday to protest the shooting of Walter Wallace Jr., who was captured on video. Dozens of officers were injured with rocks, bricks, and other projectiles. And a 56-year-old female officer was hit by a pickup truck and hospitalized with a broken leg, WCAU-TV reported. A police car was set on fire, and officers used batons to push crowds back. According to video on social media, the crowd then mostly dispersed. Several businesses were looted, and more than 30 people were arrested, KYW-TV reported. The protest comes after months of demonstrations against police violence and racial injustice in the city and across the country that broke out in May when George Floyd, a black man, was killed by a white officer in Minneapolis. It looks like to me they use these incidents to be able to loot and, you know, to get out there and raise heck. So, you know, this is not something that's new. They've been doing it for a long time. The shootings occurred before 4 p.m. Monday as officers responded to a report of a person with a weapon. Police spokeswoman Tanya Little said officers were called to Cobbs Creek, a predominantly black neighborhood in West Philadelphia. They encountered the man, later identified as Wallace, holding a knife. Officers ordered Wallace to drop the knife, but he advanced towards them. Both officers then fired several times. Wallace was hit in the shoulder and chest. One of the officers then put him in a police vehicle and drove him to a hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. No officers or bystanders were injured in the confrontation. The names of the officers who fired the shots were not disclosed, and their races weren't confirmed. Both were wearing body cameras and taken off duty pending the investigation. Video of the shooting was taken by a bystander and shared on social media by civil rights attorney Ben Crump. The footage showed two officers pointing their guns at Wallace and yelling at him to put his knife down. As Wallace walks around the street toward the officers, they back away from him and continue to aim their weapons at him. Both officers fire multiple shots and Wallace falls to the ground. Wallace's father, Walter Wallace Sr., told the Philadelphia Inquirer that his son was on medication and struggling with mental health issues. "Why didn't they use a taser?" he said. Police Commissioner Danielle M. Outlaw said that she had ordered an investigation and that it will be fully addressed questions raised by the video. She said she plans to speak with Wallace's family. "While at the scene this evening, I heard and felt the anger of the community," she said in a statement. "Everyone involved will, however, be impacted." So anyway, that's pretty much the gist of it there. And we'll move on. Well, let's see if we can find another one here. Iraqis, this is, comes from Iran, from Baghdad. "Iraqis march, renewed protest of corruption." Comes from the Associated Press. "Thousands of people took to the Iraqi streets Sunday to mark 1 year since mass anti-government demonstrations swept the country, with police firing tear gas in central Baghdad to stop protesters from crossing strategic bridges, and both sides reported injuries. Protesters marched in the capital and several southern cities, including Najafa and Basra, to renew demands for an end to corruption within Iraq's political establishment. The demonstration Sunday are considered a test of the movement's strength following months of inactivity on the street, despite reaching historic numbers in the 2019 and successfully mounting pressure on elites. The protests have been largely dormant as the coronavirus pandemic rages. Activists also blame the drop in numbers on a violent crackdown by Iraqi security forces and militia groups, as well as kidnapping and targeting assassinations. More than 500 people were killed during the month-long protest movement, many of them demonstrators shot by Iraqi security forces. So they're having a lot of demonstrations in Iraq right now, in close to Baghdad. Hello, gentlemen, that's the talks on the amateur radio said he thinks that he has the COVID-19 virus. It's not affected him that much, but he's had a very high temperature. Just wanted to pass this on, and it does make him weak. He does make him, you know, want to stay in bed a lot longer than normal. But he's not having any coughing, or he's not having any other symptoms other than, you know, feeling weak and high temperature. But he says he's feeling better, and he's had it 2-3 days now, so it doesn't seem to be affecting him, his lungs, or anything like that. But they wouldn't let him come and get a at the doctor's office. He called his doctor. They wouldn't let him come in to, said just stay home and just do what he's doing, and hopefully you'll get over it. So I don't really want him to come in. He lives in North Carolina, by the way. So anyway, evidently it's not, sometimes it's, it doesn't bother you hardly any at all. I think I've had about the same symptoms back in January, and my mother was a little bit rougher on her, but it was over here in January. A lot of people, maybe before then, didn't know what it was, and you know, it's just like a low, just a small case of the flu for me. It went through pretty fast, so I think it, you get a little bit of cold and hot, high temperature there for a while, and then it was gone. It didn't bother my chest, very little coughing that I remember. So, it's still out there, but people are going crazy with it, and you know, I think if you have it and get over it, you may build up an immunity to it, is what the deal looks like. So I think that's what you want to do. You want to get rid of it, build up your immunity to it, so hopefully you won't get it anymore. You don't have to worry about all this mask stuff and all this other crap. It's just a bunch of malarkey for the Democrats to try to win the election over, but telling Trump, you know, you're letting people die, you're letting people die. Well, he's done a whole lot more than they would have ever thought about doing by keeping the Chinese out of here, flying back and forth, and us going back and forth on planes to China at that point before they knew what really was going on. So back to you, Jesse. Bob, you're sounding great down here. Where tonight, the propagation between us is tremendous. Jesse, I can hear you fine, but Bob's propagation is in line with him right now. Back to you up there on the Great Liberty Net, from Larry in Tennessee, N4ROQ. Back to that.
Okay, N4ROQ. Okay, Roger, Roger. Thank you, Mr. Larry, and thank you for all your input and your articles. And hey, and hope you and the family's doing well. Give my best to your mom, and I hope she's doing well just the same. And God bless you guys over there. All right, that was Mr. Larry, ladies and gentlemen, N4ROQ, with Mr. Larry out of the great state of Tennessee. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'm KG4ZXC, Jesse here. Just wanted to throw this in there. This is another great piece of information that I thought was quite interesting. Utah restaurant pushes back on mask mandate, bans wearing masks and gloves. Anyone who has been in a restaurant lately knows there's been little point to wearing a mask. Typically, the patron walks in with a mask on and then removes it immediately upon being seated. There's no common sense involved in the demand by the restaurant owner. One brave Utah restaurant owner is pushing back on the mask mandate by local officials. The Salt Lake City Tribune reported that state and local health officials have put in place a mask mandate forcing customers to wear a mask in restaurants. The owner of the Yake Cafe decided to ban their customers from wearing a mask and gloves. They're pushing back. They claim the customers who come in the restaurant wearing masks and then take them off to eat risk leaving behind more pathogens on table than anything. If the effort to keep our restaurant clean and sanitary, we do not allow masks or gloves to be worn inside our building. A t-shirt to purchasers of the restaurant and Facebook page reads, "It's a Yak's Calf thing" on the front, and no mask is required. So there you have it.
You know, enough is enough, guys. We know what fake means, and the fake media has proved it. Now it's a fake virus or something. You never know what's reality and what ain't anymore. Alright, with that being said, let's move down to KD0RSA. Mr. Mo out of the great state of Nebraska. What you got for round two? Okay, KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, you still with us, sir? You hear Mr. Mo, Bob?
That is negative.
Okay, I guess we lost Mr. Mo. That's KD0RSA out of Nebraska. How about KB8WUA, Mr. Leon out of Ohio? You still with us, sir? Coming by and supporting the net. Always good to hear you guys out there from Ohio, and thanks again. Be glad to have you come on in there Saturday night, and we'll start over again. Mr. Bob will be running that Saturday, so he's right there local. If the band is cooperating, we should be able to pull you out with no problem. And thanks again, Mr. Leon. You have a great day, and God bless you, sir. KB8UA. Whiskey Uniform Alpha, sorry about that. I butchered your call. KB8WUA. 73s, Mr. Leon. Thanks for being part of the net. Let's see. Victor Echo 3, IMJ, Mr. John, out of Ontario. You still with us, sir? And let's see if we can pull you out. Okay, I'm not hearing Mr. John out of Ontario, Canada, so I guess we'll roll down to the bottom of the list, and I appreciate John checking in as well. That was Victor Echo 3, India, Mike Juliet out of Ontario, Canada, Mr. John. Let's see, it's Miss Michelle is out of Tennessee. Let's see if she's still with us. She probably took off as well, but I have to at least give her a few minutes to see if she's still with us. So KN4 Alpha Charlie Juliet, you still with us, Miss Michelle? Well, I'm hearing nothing from Miss Michelle, but thanks for checking in with us if you're still listening. KN4 ACJ. Alright, it is the bottom of the list, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night. It is 28th of October, and this is the Liberty Net, the gold standard in Liberty, ladies and gentlemen. 5 days, 7 days till election. With all the chaos going on, who knows exactly how everything's going to turn out. Well, we know there's so much activity going on right now. It's just crazy. It's going to be one heck of a week.
I'm looking forward to hearing what Saturday Night Liberty Net's gonna turn into, because we're preparing for everything possible. So let's move it to the top of the list. K1YW, Mr. Greg, what you got for the 73 round, sir?
Okay, Jesse.
Copy you, Greg.
Okay,
ZXC. Let's see, Mr. Rick, you took off, WD8AYC, I think you took off. You still with us, Rick? Yeah, Rick took off, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot to put a star beside his name there. So, I want to thank Mr. Rick for being here tonight as well, WD8AYC, and, let's see, it goes down to next on the list, Mr. Bob, K-H-A-O-Y. What do you got for the 73 rounds for us, sir?
Thank you, Jesse, KG4ZXC, K-A-H-A-O-Y, on the 73 round for the Wednesday night Great Liberty Net. My last one has to do with the Biden-Harris administration and the things that they say they'll do in regards to our Second Amendment. And, folks, if we don't have a Second Amendment, you might as well take the rest of them and throw them away, because they'll take your First, they'll take your Fourth, they'll take your Fifth, they'll just keep on taking them. But the Biden-Harris, or Harris-Biden, as she has slipped and said, they want to hold gun manufacturers more accountable. They want weapons off of our streets. Now, when they say weapons off of our streets, they want the weapons from you and me, the person who doesn't go out and shoot each other, like in the city of Cleveland, the city of Akron, because those weapons they won't get. They just want the weapons from the law-abiding citizen, not from the thugs. He also says that he'll use his executive authority to ban the importation of assault weapons, which would basically be the AK-47. Then he wants to buy back the assault weapons in high-capacity magazines already in our communities. Well, I don't know how they can buy them back. We didn't buy them from the government in the first place, so how can you buy them back? They want to reduce the stockpiling of weapons, and they want individuals to only be able to purchase one firearm a month. Again, infringing on your Second Amendment rights. And if you are the holder of an AR-15 and you basically don't get allegedly arrested for it, they want to mandate a $200 federal tax for every AR-15. That would be around $18 million. So, Biden Mike wants to pay for all his immigrants and all his other crap by taking money out of your pocket for your Second Amendment right. And it is a right. It's something that we fought for many years, and if we ever let it go, you'll never get it back. That is a fact. All right, Jesse, good job. Thank you. I'll be here till the end. KG4ZXD, KAJLY.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Bob. And, yes, our Second Amendment is the most valuable of them all, because without the guns, we have no First, Fifth. We have nothing. They will take it all away from us if they can, and they have been doing it slowly but surely throughout the times, and we have fought back and kept them at bay for many years. And if Harris Biden gets in there, look out, because they will come for it. And Bob is actually right. Thank you, Mr. Bob, and thank you for being here tonight. And I'm looking forward to Saturday night's Liberty Net at the same time. So thank you, Mr. Bob. Clear with KAJOY, Mr. Bob out of Ohio. Let's see. Let's take it down to N4ROQ, Mr. Larry. What you got for the 73 round, sir?
Okay, thank you. Jesse, let's see what we can come up with. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
I like this article I read the other night.
I think this is a great article. It makes me want to read it again here, because this is the time to do it. And I think I will. I think you're coming in great down here right now, Jesse.
I'm going to read this again,
because I think this is really all is about Trump being reelected more than anything here, about what people ought to look and look at both parties. And this was written by a guy that his name is Jeremy Fairson. He's a guest columnist for USA Today. And his quote is, "I am voting for Donald Trump because he fights for America." And it says, "Do you remember being a child thinking how incredible it would be the president? As a young child walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, I can still remember standing in front of the White House. Until I became enamored with politics. Recently, I found myself in the Oval Office waiting to meet President Donald Trump. As I waited, overheard the president make a crude joke to people in his office and curse multiple times. This was my first meeting the president, and I wasn't in the least bit shocked nor offended. He's a great big personality. He is at times loud. He is at times crass. He certainly is not a traditional politician. He shoots from the hip and leans on his skills acquired from building a billion-dollar empire to guide him in making decisions for our country. Americans voted for him in 2016 because of his experience as an outsider businessman, not as a politician. The man I saw in the Oval Office is the same man he was on the campaign trail for four years ago. He hasn't changed. As I left the White House, I considered what a rare opportunity it is to meet a sitting president in the Oval Office. I am also considering that I do not look to the president for spiritual guidance. I do not look for him for emotional consolation. I do not look to him as a moral compass. My train of thought continued as I considered what I want from the president, who holds the most powerful position in the world. A few qualities came in mind. Love of country, defends my country from enemies of foreign and domestic. Gets the burdensome government regulation out of the way so the economy can thrive. These are important because there is an enemy within, and this enemy is diabolically opposed to everything that makes this country great. This enemy knows nothing of personal accountability. individual liberty or respect for man's common law. This enemy acts like a bully and refuses to back down or listen to reason or study the error of his own ways. Socialism and Marxism eventually destroys every government and country it thinks its discriminatory tentacles into. And its ideology is the enemy Trump is fighting. I will be voting again for President Trump, not because he is perfect. Regardless of his flaws, the president is a fighter. He fights in the trenches only for American people. He may lack civility, may tweet too much, and may be off-putting to some, but he does one thing that so many presidents before him could not. He gets the job done for America. He fights every day to implement the values Americans across this country hold dear and empowers all of us to reach for our American dreams. He told Americans recently, don't be afraid of COVID, and Democrats are losing their minds. Why? Because Democrats want us to live in fear and hide in our homes. They want you to believe our nation is divided. They want you to think our country is a chaotic place full of awful racist people, and we're all going to die in this pandemic. COVID has presented them with a rare and unique opportunity to repackage and rebrand the growing government agenda and push socialism, socialistic ideas. Americans aren't stupid. Our nation was founded on liberty, freedom, and independence, not coercion and government domination. Trump defends what everyday Americans feel about our country and our way of life. He isn't worried about what people say. Trump fights back, he punches, and he hits harder. Maybe he's not nice enough for some, but I don't need my commander-in-chief to be a nice guy. I need him to be the leader of our nation who solidifies America's standing as the beacon of hope for the world. President Trump is not my emotional counselor. President Trump is not my moral compass. President Trump's not my preacher. He's my president. So I thought this was a great article, and I think this gives a few more people for listening in at this time to see that this guy is the real thing, and all these liberal Democrats are just socialist trying to gain a hold in our country, and they want to take constitutional rights and guns and everything else away from you. So just remember, tax you to death, on and on and on. So just remember, Trump, vote for President Donald Trump. Okay, thank you, Jesse. I think I'll shoot it back up there to you. Sounding good tonight now. The band is changing and coming back this way. So from Larry in Tennessee, back to Nat in 4ROQ.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Larry.
And yes, the band definitely turned itself around. Thank you for that. And that is probably one of the best articles I've heard in some time, because it really puts it blatant and to the point, and that's what I'm about. I like to be dead on target. I like to speak my mind. I like to hear what people say. It's on their mind without distortion and propaganda, and that's what it's all about, because we need this president more than ever, and without us, the American people, being united and staying together, you know, it wouldn't be America. And I thank God each and every day for what we have and what he has provided for us. And with that, it makes it all worthwhile. To close out tonight's Liberty Net, well, thank you, Mr. Larry, and for ROQ, and I'll probably keep it going as long as the band is a little active. I like to still see who else is out there. Since the band shifted, you never know what is out there and who's out there monitoring, so it's always great to know that people are listening. Hey, this is KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I got this one article for the 73 round here, and it says, Obama defends violence and destruction of Black Lives Matter. You know, everybody praised this president for so long, and yet this is the kind of response we get from him when he's not in power anymore. This country was founded on protesting against injustice. Well, unfortunately, he's wrong. It was not on this type of behavior. While cities across America are being destroyed by looting and vandalism, Democrats keep trying to justify the destruction by saying it all in the name of social justice. You know what's social about justice? Nothing. Justice is justice. Whether you rob a bank, you cut somebody, you beat them up, you know, justice is justice. Nothing more, nothing less. Anyway, as outrageous as it sounds, former President Barack Hussein Obama is pushing this false narrative saying we gotta fight. During an appearance on behalf of Joe Biden, Obama claimed that they understand that protest is not un-American. Well, it is un-American because we never had this problem before until we had a Kenyan president come into this country and divide us worse than what we were to begin with. This man could have saved this country. This man could have made America even great because they looked at Obama as their king from the black community. And you know what? He wasn't even black, I'd say. He was not American black, African American. He was not that. He was from another country with another idea in his mind. Anyway, the story goes into this country was founded on protesting against injustice. Well, I'm sorry to say, but that is not how it was founded. We can't just dream for a better future. We gotta fight for a better future. But you know what? I don't think they understand the concept of what our future has been for so many years. Our country has been great until people like him sell us out with his billion-dollar schemes and off-the-paper charts that he manipulated the money, and he laundered money from the American people, and he's nothing but a destructive person. So anyway, the story goes into, so Obama and Democrats are okay with the murder, arson, violence, looting, and destruction associated with the Black Lives Matter. Well, if that's what it's all about, just remember, people, we don't need this type of activity. We don't need the Obamas. We don't need the dang Bidens. We don't need the Clintons. And that's another big story that I wanted to get into tonight, the Clintons. Did you know that Hillary Clinton is an elector? I can't figure out for the life of me how she even got put in that position or who she bought off to be put in a position like that to be an elector. And that's the way I look at it. But yet she's a New York elector, and she says she can't wait to vote. That was another article I read today. But I tell you what, we can't let these people win, and our electoral college was put here for the purpose of giving the states in the middle of this country a voice. And without the electoral college, most states would never see any type of voting whatsoever because they would claim it was null and void. So just remember to get out and vote, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to say God bless America, and we need We need God now more than ever, and everybody needs to pray and get their five people out to vote.
Hey, this is KT4ZXC. I'll see if we have any late check-ins or anybody else who wants to make a final comment before we shut the net down tonight. So go ahead and call now.
This is
K2RR. Okay, K2RR, I believe. Come on in.
Yeah, I said it too fast. K2 Italy Radio, K2RR. Yeah, I just came on frequency. And I'm looking for you guys. And I caught the tail end of that. But thought I'd be, I don't know if you guys are aware of it. It's kind of a new thing for me. He's got a show on the internet. Bobby Emerald, or his Emerald, E-R-L-E, is a pretty professionally done video show. You guys aware of that?
Well, I was unaware of it, but I'll definitely look into it here as soon as I get done. Make sure I got your call correct. K2IRR?
No, I just one R. K2IR.
Okay, name your location.
Yeah, it's Jim, Japan, India, Mexico. I'm located on Long Island, actually, Suffolk County, which is we're represented pretty well down there in the house. But just wanted to let you know about Bobby Emerald. I don't know how to have it.
That on then, Bobby Emerald. Okay, I'll look into that because, yeah, if he's got something decent to say, I will definitely listen. Yeah, well, thank you for coming by there, Jim, and good signal from New York down there on Long Island. So God bless you, sir, and thanks for dropping in, and if you got anything else you'd like to add.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that website.
Thank you, Mr. Jim, and thanks for coming in on the end of the Liberty Net. We appreciate you being there and supporting the net, and hopefully we'll hear you Saturday night. We start here from 2200 hours on Wednesday and Saturday, so you're welcome to come by and join us. Mr. Larry in 4ROQ. Yeah, he's up to date with a lot of this stuff. He stays on top of most of these YouTube channels. So, good deal. Well, thank you, Mr. Jim, and thanks for supporting the net, like I said, and God bless you, sir. And make sure you get out and vote if you ain't already.
Like a lot of us conservatives on the east end of Long Island, we're waiting towards the end. Don't want to give any chances for playing with the votes. Certainly not mailing anything in. I think you're going to see that a lot of us are just going to vote in person. You know, we're not afraid. We haven't succumbed to the almost fear mongering. We're going to go down there and stand.
have the same mentality I do. I wait till the day of November 3rd, and I get out there, and I'll stand in line, and I'll make sure I cast my ballot. Leave nothing for chance is the way I look at it. Well, thank you, sir, and God bless you guys and all you guys on the island that is conservative, and we'll keep you guys in our prayers as well, and 73s. Thanks, Mr. Jim, K2IR.
73.
73, K2IR.
I heard someone else, too, Jim.
Okay, go ahead and pick them up.
Yeah, someone else checking in there. Go ahead. Well, I'll try to listen.
Yeah, who is the other station trying to check in? Calling. Give me a call. Oh, okay, Mr. Moe. Yeah, I, yeah, the band's getting a little bit crazy, but I did pick you up. And, Mr. Moe, I want to say thank you for your support as well, and hope to hear you Saturday night. Maybe the band will be a lot better. That way we can hear everybody a lot cleaner than it has been. But since this storm's coming through right now, it's going to make a big mess. But God bless you, Mr. Moe, 73s, and we'll catch you Saturday night. Okay, well, good to know that we're making our presence known. So thank you for the input there, Mr. Moe, and we'll try to give you as much as we can. Thank you again. KD0RSA, and that's Mr. Moe out in Nebraska. 73s. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the Liberty Net. It is about 10 minutes till the midnight hour, so I'd like to remind everybody to get out and vote, and don't let this fear-mongering hold you back. We're all out here together, and we all support each other, and you know why? Because we are Americans. And I'd like to go ahead and read down the list real quick and thank each and every one of you guys that had checked in tonight. K1YW, Mr. Greg out of Massachusetts. W1T2G, Tim out of Maine. WD8AYC, Mr. Rick out of Ohio. K8JOY, Mr. Bob, one of our other net controls for Saturday night. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. KG0RSA, God bless you, Mr. Moe, out of the great state of Nebraska. KB8WUA, Leon, out of Ohio. Good to hear you, sir. Hope to hear you again. Victor Echo 3, India Mike, Juliet, John, out of Southern Ontario. KN4ACJ, Michelle, out of Tennessee. And it's good to hear everybody in there tonight. And I'd like to go ahead and thank Mr. Vic, W1WCR, out of New Hampshire, one of our mentors and one of our great Liberty Netters. We keep you in our thoughts and prayers all the time, Mr. Vic, if you're out there listening. K8INE, Mr. Jim out of Michigan, behind the enemy lines. God bless you, sir. Hope you get well soon. And 2IRJ, Mr. Marty, our net manager. And our Liberty Net manager, that is, and Miss Laura, his counterpart into JTTF. And Miss Laura, God bless you guys, and I hope everybody has a great rest of the week. And with that being said, anything else you would like to add, Mr. Bob?
Well, I just was playing online. I went to a thing called Netlogger, and I was trying to put together one for us. So, something I'm working on, and when you put people's information in, it populates it with their name and city and state. So, I've been kind of toying with that for our future nets. Over.
Hey, that's a great idea. I like the idea. Yeah, it would help us out tremendously further on down the line. Speaking of Mr. Marty, I'm going to give him a call here in a little bit and see if he's still up and about. Hopefully he's doing well. And thank you, Mr. Bob, and I'm looking forward to Saturday night, like I said. And if you need anything, you know, give me a call, okay?
Roger, roger. Well, give Marty a hello. He's usually sitting here listening to us, so he will be waiting for that twisted pair to ring.
Okay, stand by, Bob. Contact station, go ahead. Okay, roger, roger, sir. Let me make sure I got your call correct. It's WB5 Whiskey Tango Hotel. Okay, my call is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, Charlie Jesse, up here in Pennsylvania. Our Liberty Net schedule is Wednesdays and Saturday nights from 2200 hours to when we shut down. No particular shutdown time. It just depends how long it runs and how many people we got. But we're here every Wednesdays and Saturday nights, sir. Okay, Roger, what's the name down there? Okay, Paul, we got you in there. Let me clarify your call once again. WB5 Whiskey Tango Hotel. Tango Juliet Hotel. Okay, I did have it kind of lopsided there. I will definitely correct it, and we'll put you on the list, sir, and that way if we hear you again, we'll definitely know who you are, and thank you for coming by, and it'll be great to hear you. Come on in there anytime. You're welcome to join us any Wednesday and Saturday. Okay, roger, roger. Well, thank you, Mr. Paul, and you have a great day. And what's left of it anyway. Alright, so WB5 Tango Juliet Hotel, Mr. Paul. Same thing. Over to you, Mr. Bob, and then I'll let Larry pick it up. So over to you, Bob.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, Jesse, for running the net. Great net, a lot of check-in. Before I close that net logger, I was showing 10, so that worked out really good, and I already sent out the letter for that Michelle in Tennessee. So with that, I'll say 73s, and I'll turn the dial and go watch the TV before it's time for a nap.
Enjoy your rest of the night, and I will talk to you here before Saturday. So, 73s.
73s to you and to Larry. KG4ZXC and N4ROQ, this is KAHAOY.
Okay, good. Good to hear everyone in there tonight. Bob, Jesse, you're coming in great, and thanks for you guys doing what you do for the net, handling the net duties. You're all doing a tremendous job, and could you, Paul, check in?
W1WCR, Vic is still around. He's recuperating at this time in his home there in New Hampshire as far as in that area there. He's not been on the net for a while, but every now and then he checks in, so hopefully he'll be able to do that again. Right, don't forget to watch Trump's, President Trump's rallies. You can watch them on the Right Side Broadcasting, RIGHTSIDE Broadcasting. Right Side Broadcasting Network. They do a tremendous job. If you want to really see the real Trump, you watch those rallies. It gives a lot of good information on what he's working on and what the... He's got a lot of insight on what the Democrats are working on, too. The liberal Democrats, the Pelosi and her crew. All the people there are trying to impeach him and put him out of office and using the FBI to spy on him even before the election and everything, and after the election with the Russian probe. So he's had a heck of a time there, and he's done tremendous work even with all these distractions and all the things that they vote for, and putting his buddies in jail and all this stuff. It's been almost unbelievable, but hopefully you can make it this round and get back in there. I've already pre-voted, and getting a lot of people come to his rallies, and I support him 100%. He's been tremendous, and I expect him to be tremendous again for another 4 years. Don't forget, Right Side Broadcasting on YouTube. It's on YouTube. You can find it there. You can watch all his rallies. There's a lot of past rallies you can watch. And he does two or three rallies a day. And he's traveling everywhere. Someone came in and said there was 25,000 or more, 25,000 to 30,000 people at his last rally. The Democrats can't get a room for it, usually. So that's how popular he is. Don't forget your guns and ammo. Buy your guns and ammo while you can. It's always good to do that. So you guys take care, enjoy it, and we'll see you Saturday night, Wednesday and Saturday night at 10 p.m. on this frequency for the Liberty Net. Take care, everyone. And for Loki.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Larry, for the choice words, and yes, don't forget your guns and ammo, if you can still find it. All right, thank you, Mr. Larry, and the Liberty Net is officially closed at 1200 hours, and it is the 29th of October, and I'll close it with one last phrase. As Mr. Vic always says, W1WCR always says, good night to all the ships at sea. Good night, Mr. Galbash, wherever you are. And God bless America and 73s to all. And God bless our president. 73s on, KG4ZXC. 73s, Mr. Larry.